For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. During a White House meeting, President Trump lashed out at undocumented immigrants, saying dangerous people are doing their best to breach the nation's borders, branding them as animals. His comments came during a roundtable talk with state and local leaders on California sanctuary laws.
The state of California's attempts to nullify federal law have sparked a rebellion by patriotic citizens who want their families protected and their borders secured.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, told CNN that special counsel Robert Mueller informed Trump's legal team they've concluded that they're not able to indict a sitting president. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says he thinks Trump could be indicted, and if that's the course that Mueller chooses, he believes it will be upheld by the courts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. Now at 800-400-LUNG, we'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
A federal judge has ruled against former Trump campaign official Paul Manafort, who wanted criminal charges linked to the Russia probe thrown out. The case has gone under a lot of criticism on the special counsel because it predates much of the campaign. Manafort's lawyers and some of the president's supporters have pointed out there's no allegation of him directly in contact with people from Russia or their government. An e-cigarette has led to a man's death in Florida. USA's Chris Barnes reports on what the feds have to say about it.
Talmadge Delia died almost 2 weeks ago at his home near St. Petersburg, Florida, when the vape pen exploded and caused a fire. A recent autopsy found it was shrapnel from the pen and not the fire that killed him. FEMA keeps statistics on e-cigarette incidents, and the agency says it's the country's first e-cigarette-related death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Uber is taking a new route when it comes to claims of assault and harassment by its drivers. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Uber will no longer force passengers who say they've been sexually assaulted by drivers into arbitration. That ride-hailing company announcing it's changing the terms of service to help battle the culture of silence surrounding sexual violence. The move comes after a CNN investigation found over 100 Uber drivers in the U.S. had been accused of sexual abuse of passengers over a four-year period. The company's also no longer requiring confidentiality when it comes to settlements or lawsuits about assault and harassment. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Analysts are now reporting that gasoline prices are skyrocketing, the largest increase in gasoline prices since last year. The last time they were this high was when Hurricane Harvey struck in 2017. With more on this story, here's John Clemens.
The national average has increased almost 7 cents over the past week. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.
Well, nationally, the U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline. That's up close to 7 cents in the last week.
DeHaan also tells us about the upward spiral in prices since last year.
The U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline today. That's up about 51 cents versus last year.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.